The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Fincher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Fincher. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back with Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Raderman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And everybody shaking and baking here at Sydney High School. A lot of music being played. Good crowd. When Fort Laramie fans exited, they were replaced by a Botkin Strong. They're seated to our right. A lot of Fort Laramie spectators have remained. Mechanicsburg filling in the stands to our left. Good crowd on hand. And fine atmosphere, Chuck. Like it.
Yeah.
It's got the feeling of a sectional championship, even though it has been renamed by the Southwest District, a district semifinal.
I'm going to call myself a sectional champion if I win this game tonight.
Right. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got game number two for you tonight. This is the upper bracket sectional title game between Mechanicsburg and Botkins. The Mechanicsburg Indians come into the game with an overall mark of 22-2, having won the Ohio Heritage Conference this year. Under a legendary head coach, she has been here, it seems like, forever, Chuck. Ms. Dodane does a tremendous job. These young ladies run up and down the floor relentlessly. They're skilled. They shoot the ball well. Botkins is going to have to keep pace somehow. One thing the Trojans can't allow happen is for Mechanicsburg to get easy points. Botkins has got to get back, not be beaten down the floor, and make the Indians the favorite in this game, beat you with tough points in the half court.
Yeah, they're going to have to not turn it, like you said, play good half-court man-to-man defense, and they're going to have to find Schipfer, the older Schipfer, Casey. Casey is a 5'7 senior, and she averages almost 18 a game. I remember her. She is a real strong guard, and boy, can she get inside on you and make you pay.
Christy Dodane, 20 years here at Mechanicsburg, outright Ohio Heritage Conference championship this year, the first in 30-some years for Mechanicsburg. Had a tie back in the early 90s for the title. You've got to remember that this conference does include some really good girls basketball programs at West Liberty Salem, for instance. West Jefferson is another one. Springfield Catholic Central. Cedarville's been mighty strong the last several seasons. So even though Mechanicsburg has been right in the thick of the race year in, year out, it hasn't won the league since a tie back in the early 90s. Yep. Outright title this year, 22-2 mark. Only losses on the road in Plain City to Jonathan Alder. Mechanicsburg played up in that game.
Yeah.
Played up a division in that game. Was beaten 54-43 and did lose in Xenia to Legacy Christian, a road game, by a score of 55-44. Went undefeated, clean slate in the OHC, and won over Rushi 56-44 in the opening round of the sectional. Rushi gave Mechanicsburg fits for a quarter and a half. Then the Indians turned it on, clubbed Mississinewa Valley. Can't remember the final score. I've got the notes here somewhere, Chuck. But it was in the 70s to low 20s.
73-22.
I had it pictured in my head. Bodkins is going to be a real tough out for Mechanicsburg here tonight.
Yep.
Head coach Philip Groves, in his second year at the helm of the Bodkins program, has got a solid young club. Not sure that it wants to run pell-mell at a frenetic pace with Mechanicsburg. And Bodkins has got scores in the half court. They've got to run the Trojans' offense. Carmen Euchre, all Shelby County League guard. She can run the point. She can play the two guard. She assists. She rebounds. She scores from three-point land. She can drive it.
And a sophomore.
And a sophomore. and just a 10th grader. She's averaging 10. She needs 15, 16 points tonight. She'll be spied on. You can bet Mechanicsburg will guard her tightly.
Right.
The thing I like about this Bodkins team, Chuck, is that the other four young ladies all average between 7 and 8 points a game.
Right. And you know, you're looking at Maurer. Maurer and Euchre have got to make sure that they take care of the basketball. I know I preach that all the time, but we just saw a team that was outmatched, let's face it, but turned the ball over 42 times in a game. If you do that, you're normally going to get beat by 60 points.
Exactly. Bodkins defeated Houston in its only tournament game so far, took a bye. A lot of people thought, well, Trojans will have a challenging time beating the Wildcats, a third occasion this year. Was not a tough customer. Houston did not put up much of a fight. Bodkins played exceedingly well, defended Houston quite nicely, took Megan Meyer off her spot. She parked out of the three-point line. Bodkins jumped her, took her off that spot. Houston didn't have other perimeter shooters to take up the slack. Mechanicsburg will offer a variety of outside shooting strength for Bodkins here tonight.
Right.
So the Trojans are going to have to play even better defense than they did against Houston.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, head coach Brad Allen for Houston, good young team, everybody back next year. Wildcats will be good in 2020-21. Just did not have enough size to match up well enough with Bodkins.
Well, Brad does a great job, and I'll tell you, in come tournament time, Houston has won some games when we're here.
Oh,
they were not supposed to beat Lehman.
No.
That was not supposed to be Bodkins and Houston in that basketball game.
Yeah, Megan Meyer at 23 in that game for Houston, and she came into that game against Bodkins with a couple of Trojans staring her in the face whenever she came close to receiving the basketball.
Yeah.
And Botkins' defense won that game. And Botkins has got to play defense tonight. That's all there is to it. If Mechanicsburg scores, it's 65.5 points like it usually does, Botkins is going to be in trouble.
It'll be a long night for the for the Trojans if they give up 65, that's for sure.
I love these Mechanicsburg uniforms, Chuck.
They're bright.
Yeah, purple, and this isn't a gold. This is a bright fluorescent yellow, a neon yellow. Purple jerseys, purple shorts, white numerals outlined in that fluorescent yellow. Indians across the front in that neon yellow as well. Botkins Trojans down at the other end of the home. White jerseys, white shorts, gold and black trim. Very, very good crowd from both counties, Shelby County and Champaign County.
Right.
Mechanicsburg has drawn well for this game here tonight. Botkins has drawn well for this game here tonight. It's a sectional championship or a district semifinal.
Which, however you want to call it.
Right. And the winner advances on to Troy for a district title game at 11 a.m. On Saturday morning. 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The winner of this game will play Cedarville or Cincinnati Country Day. We'd like for Botkins to win. We cover Shelby County and a part of the MAC. That would give us two district championship games next Saturday at 11-3. Fort Loramie's already advanced, having won its game earlier tonight, 66-6 over Riverside. And Fort Loramie will play Franklin Monroe or Troy Christian.
Well, my dog wakes me up at 7:30 every morning, whether it's Saturday or Tuesday, so I could be up in time to get for the 11 o'clock game.
Good.
So
good.
We might as well get them there.
Yes, indeed. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors for Game 2 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Well, you mentioned Casey Schipfer, 17.2 points a game. Grace Forrest at 12.7 a game for Mechanicsburg. Outstanding 5 foot 6 inch junior. We saw her 2 years ago as a freshman, Grace Forrest, and we were really impressed.
Yeah, she's terrific, and I mean she's going to be a force tonight. And you look, Schipfer, she shoots free throws at 70%. Lainey Wilhelm, a sophomore, freshman, 61%. They don't shoot free throws incredibly well as a team, but keep Schipfer off the line, that's for sure.
And there's some three-point firepower for these Botkins Trojans, Chuck. McKenna Maurer had 8 three-pointers this year against Houston alone in the 3 games.
When we saw her play against Loramie, and I thought they played really well for, you know, I mean, it was a runaway score, but they played really well. And McKenna Maurer stood out to me as a really good basketball player.
And, oh, what a really good game for Boston Paul for Botkins against Houston. She poured in 2 threes, had 14 points. Euchre was right behind at 12. Maurer had 7. Jill Greedy on the inside, 6 points, 6 rebounds. And Megan Meyer was held to 7 points, a 1 3-pointer by the very strong Botkins defense in the previous game for the Trojans. You mentioned free throw shooting, always a factor. Botkins only 7 of 14 against Houston at the charity stripe. Mechanicsburg shoots it in the low 60 percentile range on free throws. Neither team goes super deep. Botkins might have an ounce more depth than Mechanicsburg. You can bet the starting five for the Indians will play the majority of the minutes in this game tonight. 20-year coaching career for Christy Dodane at the helm of this Mechanicsburg program.
She does have a state championship when she was at Miami East.
Yes, sure does. Yep. And Coach Paul Hirschberger, who was at Fairlawn at one point in time, I think that's Christie's
dad.
Dad,
yes.
Yeah. Yep. What I thought.
Yep.
Paul was a sophomore coach at Piqua many, many years ago.
Right. Little history lesson for you listeners.
There you go.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. I'd like to let you know that we are on the web online here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to a new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you and a specialized home plan as well. He treats shoulders, ankles, knees. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, headaches, bulging discs. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And for the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated for sales, physical therapy, and sports rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward at Pinnacle. And don't forget, we're underwritten tonight in part by VoteJordanSheriff.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. And Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, also a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to Paul Hoing, all the staff and associates at Hoing and Hoing Builders on McCartyville Road in Anna. But Chuck, I was wrong. The Mechanicsburg Indians are not the home team. They're the visiting team.
They are the visitors.
Even though Mechanicsburg is sitting on the side of the gymnasium where the home team, the Riverside Pirates fans, sat in game one. So it fooled me.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Chuck, this is a very, very good crowd.
It's a loud crowd.
Doubleheader, two sectional championship games tonight at Sidney. And if you would combine the spectators from game one with those in game two. Now, keep in mind, there is some overlap, but a lot of Fort Loramie fans exited. I bet we've got, what, 1,700 combined?
It would have filled Piqua.
Yeah. Excellent crowd here tonight. And hope you're joining our webcasts and enjoying our webcasts as well on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkins Trojans, McKenna Maurer at guard, 7 points a game, 5'8 junior. Carmen Euchre at the point, sophomore, 5'6, 13 points a game, all Shelby County Athletic League. Boston Paul at a wing, a 5'6 sophomore, 7 points a game. Jill Grevy at a forward, a junior, 7 points per game at 5'7. And Aaliyah Johnson in the middle, 5'9 sophomore is Aaliyah. Here is Mechanicsburg getting the tip to start the game. And right away, a 19-foot jump shot by Morgan Hamby, a 5'8 senior, hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Her plunk, it falls in. Botkins retaliates. Johnson, a quick three, left corner, no good off the heel. Rebound taken down by the Indians. Boy, they're not shy about shooting. Grace Forrest pumped up a triple, missed it. Mechanicsburg got the long rebound, and Lanny Wilhelm rifles one in. It's a three ball. This Mechanicsburg team will shoot it from anywhere on the floor. They've got a quick trigger. Dribble drive down the lane. Jill Grevy to the rim for Botkins. Poked away by Mechanicsburg. A run out the other direction. Casey Schiffer into the lane. Banked it too hard.
Rebound, Bodkins. Euchre. Double teamed in backcourt. Stolen by Mechanicsburg. Stolen right back by Paul of Bodkins. Now to Euchre. Euchre's got two players on her. She's 70 feet from the basket. Throws it up the floor, deflected. Another steal by the Indians, who lead 5-0. We played only a minute. Stopping on a dime from 16 is the jump shooter, Grace Forrest. It's good. Grace Forrest hits. 7-0. We played a minute 13. Bodkins needs a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Pat, Chuck, one thing we might have overlooked a little bit, Mechanicsburg will press.
Oh, yeah, they're pressuring half court, and Bodkins just turned it again. That's
oh,
their
my
third
goodness.
Turnover.
Yep, McKenna Maurer, double dribble, no Boston Paul, turned it over. We played a minute 21, Bodkins digging a big hole for itself, down 7-0. Mechanicsburg has made every offensive possession count. Here's the ball thrown baseline right to Danny Schiffer. Throws it to Casey at the foul line. Knocked away by Bodkins. Ball punched to the end line. Touched last by a purple jersey. Lanny Wilhelm, a 5'6 sophomore guard. 3 points a game for the Indians. Grace Forrest, very good junior. 5'6, 12.8 a game. Danny Schiffer, post player, freshman, 3 a game, 5'9. Casey Schiffer, leading scorer on the year, over 17, 5'7 senior. And in the post, it's 5'8 senior Morgan Hamby, 7 points per game. Here's Bodkins with the ball deflected out of bounds by Mechanicsburg. But then a hard drive by Euchre. Euchre right down the pike to the rim. Had it go in and out. Rebounded by the Indians. Storming the other way. It's Schiffer in the paint area. Foul Bodkins, which got there late. Defensive foul on the Trojans.
I think they're going to call it on the floor.
Mechanicsburg, Chuck, is relentless.
Yeah. Whew. We just saw that in the first game.
In the first 2 minutes, the Indians are chief. Here's Mechanicsburg inbounding on the arc to Forrest. Tries to line it up. A three-pointer circled around the rim and came out. Stick back. No good by Wilhelm. Foul, Bodkins. Yep, so far, Indians just a step quicker.
Well, they've got three offensive rebounds already in just 2 minutes, and they've turned Bodkins over three times. Bodkins only got one shot off.
I saw Mechanicsburg win over Mississinewa after the Houston-Bodkins coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com, and that was the word I came away saying to myself, relentless. Constant pressure.
Well, you sent me a text and said, boy, can they get run up and down the floor? Yeah.
They attack the basket left and right on you quickly, and they hound you with good defense. One of two free throws by Wilhelm of Mechanicsburg. Then Bodkins pushes down the floor in a hurry. A long three in the corner, short. Tie up on the rebound. Bodkins retains it. We played just over 2 minutes. It's 8-0 Mechanicsburg. And Mechanicsburg has got Bodkins a little out of its element, running in the half court even too quickly, too fast.
Right. I mean, they're feeling like if they got any kind of a look, they need to shoot it. They need to get into a little bit of a rhythm.
Here is the ball inbounded by Bodkins into the left corner to Boston Paul. Out high right to teammate Kennedy Dosick, or I should say McKenna Maurer. Her long three-pointer clangs off the iron. No good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. McKenna's long hair covered up the zero on that number 10. Look out. Mechanicsburg, quick triple, left corner, swish by Grace Forrest. Boy, she's a star.
Yeah, she's good.
Again, we saw her 2 years ago as a freshman, and we were mightily impressed. 11-0 bust out by Mechanicsburg here at the start. Here's Botkins passing the ball around the top of the circle. Foul line jumper, Jill Grevy, way short. Rebound taken down by Mechanicsburg. The end of the ball into the lane. Give it up into the right corner to Lanny Wilhelm. She overshoots. Weak side rebound, Morgan Hamby. She's chopped on the arm. So far, Botkins crowd, nothing at all to cheer about.
No.
Mechanicsburg, 22-2 on the year, and bidding for a berth in the sectional at 11 next Saturday morning at Troy. Free throw by Hamby, up and in.
She shoots them at 70%. She's one of their better shooters.
Botkins girls are huffing and puffing, not to say that Mechanics girls are not, or I should say Mechanicsburg girls are not, but Botkins has been in for a Fort Loramie-like game so far.
Yeah.
And both free throws are made by Hamby. Here's Botkins to midcourt, and the ball is stabbed away by Mechanicsburg. It's on the deck. A couple of purple jerseys, a couple of white ones, and the arrow favors Mechanicsburg. 13-0 Indians. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Danny Schiffer, baseline left to Forrest, now to Hamby. Hamby gave it up to a teammate. Botkins broke up the pass. Then immediately Jill Greavy's triple teamed in backcourt. Out of trouble to Euchre. Ahead to Johnson. She attacks at the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but a foul. What you have to do if Mechanicsburg has got three players hounding the ball in backcourt, you've got to have a plus one or two on the other side of the timeline.
Well, you need to run to where that person can see you. There's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't just assume they're going to get the ball to you.
Aaliyah Johnson's foul shot is strong. Well, Botkins yet to tally a point. We played 3 minutes and 35 seconds. 13-0 Mechanicsburg. Second shot, Johnson, yes. 13-1. Trojans on the board. And now Botkins is showing some three-quarter court pressure. Mechanicsburg walks it toward the timeline. It is Grace Forrest. She steers her way to the right corner, goes baseline, flips a pass to Taylor Roush, a good three-point shooter, who's checked in off the bench. She drives, shot blocked. Good defensive play by Paul of Botkins, but then it's recovered by Mechanicsburg, which shoots the long three. It is Roush from downtown off the flange. Long rebound to Grace Forrest. Mechanicsburg throws it into the lane to Hamby. Hamby with a handoff to Casey Schiffer. Half hook shot from 8 feet is short, but she's whacked on the wrist.
Well, they're up 13-1, and Schiffer hadn't scored yet.
Isn't that crazy? Casey Schiffer, 17.2 per game on the year. 5'7 senior, left-hander. Swish on the free throw. 14-1 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Schiffer, very good all-around player. 5 rebounds a game, 3 assists a game. Second foul shot in again. Boy, Mechanicsburg has well primed itself for this game tonight, leading Botkins 15-1. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Euchre, she forces the action all the way to the rim, splits a couple defenders, couldn't make it, but a foul. 2 free throws, Carmen Euchre. And I tell you what, Chuck, to generate some points and get Botkins out of a slump, keep it in Euchre's hands and see what she can do.
Well, what else? Nothing really else you can do.
Free throw by Carmen, got it. 15-2, Mechanicsburg. 3:48 left in the first. Second shot, Euchre on its way in again. Got a substitution, Emma Jones, a 5'7 senior, in there for Mechanicsburg. 160-foot pass, and the Indians are in the forecourt in shooting position. But Grace Forrest has it stripped, taken away by Botkins. Botkins at midcourt, out of trouble with it now is Euchre. Here's a long three-pointer right wing, Boston Paul, hit the flange. Rebound knocked away from Johnson. Into the hands of Casey Schiffer. Gave it up, got it back. Crowds the rim. Body foul from behind by Botkins. 2 free throws coming. Botkins runs the floor, Chuck,
much like head coach Carlos Siegel's Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yeah, Mechanicsburg.
Mechanicsburg, I'm sorry. Left-hand free throw, Schipfer. That's her third in a row, all net. Every one of them, nylon only, swish. 3:22 left, opening quarter. 16-3, Mechanicsburg. Little rim action there. In again, however, and it's 17-3. Euchre in backcourt, up the left side. Euchre head of the key. Hand off to Boston Paul. Gives it up to the cutter. Kinley Top in off the bench. Real good player, senior. 5'6 girl. Missed the foul line, Jay. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Knocked away by Botkins. Then a hooking foul. Danny Schipfer of Mechanicsburg. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Botkins somehow needs to stem the tide and keep this deficit right around 9 or 10 for a while. Here's McKenna Maurer inbounding in backcourt for Botkins to Euchre. Euchre, middle of the floor, hits Jill Grevy down the lane. Baseline left to Johnson. Jump shot, banked it too hard. Rebound Mechanicsburg, foul over the shoulder, Botkins.
Well, they're getting the ball down the floor and getting some decent shots now. Now they got to make something.
Yes.
They don't have a basket yet. Three free throws.
Without question, Mechanicsburg is making Botkins play at a pace at which the Trojans don't want to do. That's for sure. Baseline left, Mechanicsburg's got the ball. Taylor Roush in off the bench. 5'2 freshman, three-point shooter deluxe is Roush. High post straight away, Danny Schipfer. Down to Roush on the arc, 2.5 to go first quarter. Roush into the top of the circle, lets it fly. A lot of rim around and out. Rebound Boston Paul of Botkins. Bounces it off the leg of Casey Schipfer. Right at my feet here at the end of the floor. Out of bounds to Botkins. 2:23 left in the first. 17-3. Trojans trail. Midcourt comes Euchre. Botkins without a field goal so far. Euchre, spin move, top of the key. Got away with a walk. Bad pass right to Roush, who bobbles right back to Botkins. Euchre into the lane. Spins, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Aaliyah Johnson. She ducks under. Scores. Nice play, Aaliyah Johnson. 8-footer. 17-5. Mechanicsburg in a hurry. Roush down the floor. Botkins in a zone look, it appears to me.
Yeah, they're playing the zone now.
Straight away with the ball, Danny Schipfer. To Casey Schipfer. Casey leading scorer on the club, over 17. Left corner, Lanny Wilhelm. Fakes right, goes left, and drag the pivot foot. She walked. Minute 37 to go here in the first quarter of action. Three-quarter court press applied by Lanny Wilhelm of Mechanicsburg. Dribbling up the left side, Euchre. Dumps it down to Boston Paul. Goes through the top of the circle, now to Euchre, right flank. Euchre behind a screen, lets it fly. High-arching 22-footer, short. Rebound Indians. Pell-mell up the floor. Casey Schipfer, shake and bake, top of the circle, on a weave to Roush. Roush through the head of the key. Right side, Wilhelm, into the post. Baseline left, Emma Jones, outside the arc to Casey. Schipfer lets fly a left-hander, 24-footer, hit the heel. Rebound, Grevy, Botkins. Grevy in backcourt to Euchre. Trojans need a point here. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. 17-5 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Botkins needs more than a point. They need a couple buckets to close out the quarter. Ball thrown down inside to Grevy. Good shooting position. He's on the block. In the lane too long. 3 seconds.
Danny Schipfer, only a freshman, and boy, I tell you what, she used her body that time strong inside. She did not allow Grevy to make any kind of a move with it.
Nope, these Indians know how to use their bodies and play this game and take advantage of their physical prowess. Here is Roush up the floor for Mechanicsburg. Dribble drive into the lane, makes an errant pass. It's picked off on the play by Kinley Top of Botkins. The other way, driving layup is blown. Oh, she missed a gimmick. Here come the Indians with 16 seconds left. Pass up the floor, punched out by Botkins. 15.8 remaining first quarter. 17-5 Mechanicsburg. Chuck, I have worked up a sweat watching and talking.
Well, I tell you, Mechanicsburg doing a great job, but Botkins just needs to relax.
Three-point shooter Botkins, or I should say Mechanicsburg. It's Lanny Wilhelm. No good. Off the heel, way up in the air. Botkins has got it. 6 seconds left. Ball thrown deep left corner. Line drive three by Kinley Top. Hit the back brace. Good rebound. Botkins before the buzzer and a foul against Mechanicsburg in the act of shooting, I think.
Madison Wendell.
How about that? Well done, Madison Wendell. 5'6 junior player in off the bench. Got the offensive board. Is awarded two foul shots after the expiration of the first period. Botkins needs these. Free throw by Wendell on the way. Looks good from here. It is. Botkins shooting down at the other end. We're at the southeast corner of the Sydney High School floor. Right on the hardwood. Second shot, Wendell, to cut it to 10. It's on the way. Yes. Botkins within 10 after a very poor start. Great beginning for Mechanicsburg. At the end of one here at Sydney, Indians lead at 17-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Just got a note from Jeff Bray, who so very capably and professionally filled in over the weekend on scoresbroadcast.com. He says Middletown Madison leads the Versailles girls 11-6 after one. Wow. He also said that Euchre for Botkins needs to play her cards right tonight.
She needs more jacks.
Oh, what a drive at Carmen Euchre down the lane to start the second quarter. It rolled off. Tough break. Almost on cue. She nodded. Not going in. Here's Mechanicsburg forecourt quickly. Forrest gets the first pass across the timeline. Guns a three. In and out, no good. Long rebound, Indians. Here's a good post-up move down inside. Botkins with a deflection, though. Outstanding play by Jill Grevy as the ball then went off the leg of Morgan Hamby of Mechanicsburg. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, it was a correct call. And I'll tell you, Euchre got to the rim that time. She has got to make that shot.
Yes. Tell you what, though, Chuck, I've seen Botkins in the last half of the first quarter start to adjust defensively.
They don't look as nervous.
No. Here is Kinley Top with the ball, 25 feet away. Hand off to Madison Wendell for Botkins. Wendell now to Euchre, who sets it up. Big first 3-4 minutes, second quarter. Botkins has worked it back down to 10. Euchre, herky-jerky, baseline right. Left-handed bank shot, spun out. Boy, she's missed two close ones. Deep into the left corner, Grace Forrest open for Mechanicsburg, and you can count it. Three-pointer.
Had three chances to get the score under eight.
Right.
Now they're down 13 again.
This Mechanicsburg team, Chuck, will often shoot it one pass into the forecourt. Oh, look at that drive with the left hand. McKenna Maurer, that's a beauty. McCower, little short teardrop right in front of the rim. Grace Forrest right back. No, it's the three-pointer from Schipfer. Casey Schipfer from downtown. She spotted up and drained another one. Timeout Trojans, who trail 23-9. Excuse me, Chuck. It's a three-point shooting barrage for Mechanicsburg. Midway, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Chuck, about the time I said Botkin seems like the Trojans are adjusting to Mechanicsburg's offense with better Botkin's defense. The Indians explode with 2 3-balls.
Well, they had missed 2 real easy shots inside. Mechanicsburg retaliated with 2 bombs.
Yep.
That's that 6-point swing right there.
Yep. 2 short misses by the Trojans, and then the Indians retaliate. And here's the squeeze being put on by Mechanicsburg at midcourt. The ball is knocked away from Paul. Dribble drive down the lane. Mechanicsburg in the lane. Short runner off the rim. No good. Foul against Botkins. And it was Grace Forrest who was initiating the action. She's at the stripe. Hard for me to believe, Chuck, she's only averaging a dozen a game.
Well, Shipford takes a lot of shots, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Grace Forrest, free throw line, Mechanicsburg, which leads at 23-9. Less than 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Free throw by Forrest. Oh, what a stroke. All cord.
She will be the go-to next year.
In this starting five for Mechanicsburg, 2 seniors, Casey Shipfer and Morgan Hamden. Oh, she missed one. Rebound to McKenna Maurer of Botkins. Backcourt to Euchre. 24-9 Mechanicsburg. Little give and go. Euchre to Grevy down inside. She's doubled up, a grabbing foul by Mechanicsburg. Botkins needs to work this down under 10 over the next 6 minutes and make some adjustments during the halftime break. Somehow shift the pressure to Mechanicsburg in that third quarter. It will be tough doing. Here is Botkins throwing it away. Picked off by Mechanicsburg down in the baseline. But a shoe is on the stripe for the Indians.
Forrest tried to jump in and catch it at the same time, which she still wasn't allowed to do.
Baseline right. Ball inbounded by Boston Paul. On the arc to Maurer. Open three-pointer. A long high one. It hit the rim. Skipped into the corner. Indians have got it. Here comes Forrest timeline. Top of the circle, lets it go. She didn't look for anybody else. Shot it from 24 feet. Bingo.
She's got 3 threes.
Holy cow. This Grace Forrest is splendid. 27-9 in favor of Mechanicsburg. 5.5 to go. Second quarter of play. Dribbling Boston Paul for Botkins. On a weave, it goes to Euchre. Euchre at midcourt. Still on the bounce. Gives it up left side of the floor to Danny Shipfer. And a player for Botkins hit the floor down on the baseline.
That's Danny Shipfer and Grevy still going at it. They're banging each other.
I tell you what, Mechanicsburg dishes it out. They'd better be able to take it, too.
Yeah.
Long three-pointer Boston Paul for Botkins. No good. Fine set on the inbounds play. She couldn't connect. And the Indians got the rebound. Down the floor, goes on the play to Forrest, through the top of the circle. Forrest behind the screen, outside the arc on the left to Casey Shipfer. Shipfer swings it to Hamby. Now Shipfer, now Forrest. Corner, right in front of us. High archer, skidded off the rim. Rebound, Euchre. Euchre hustles up the floor. Stop and go, foul line J. Not good, but a foul over the shoulder from behind. 2 free throws, Euchre, 27-9, Mechanicsburg, 4:45 to go, second quarter. Now again, the winner of this game plays in Troy for a district championship, 11 a.m. next Saturday against the Cedarville Cincinnati Country Day winner. Now, there are games going on at Monroe and Brookville, featuring Felicity Franklin and Legacy Christian of Monroe. Tri-Village has beaten Springfield Catholic Central at Brookville. Those two winners play in that middle game at Troy. 27-11. What did Uecker do at the stripe, Chuck?
Made them both.
Here's a baseline drive. Look out all the way to the rim. Casey Schipfer up and under. Dandy play by her. 29-11. Mechanicsburg by 18. Still 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Here is a post-up move down inside by Johnson. Johnson spins, goes to work against Hamby, who walloped her on the arm. Two free throws, Johnson, Botkins. 29-11, Mechanicsburg. And we have got a timeout called on the floor. 29-11, 18-point lead. Indians, 4:14 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Up, Aaliyah Johnson was whacked on the arm while shooting before the prior timeout. She's at the stripe. Two free throws for her. It'll lift the rim. No good. Mechanicsburg 29, Botkins 11. First quarter score, Chuck, was 10-point difference, was it?
17-7.
Yeah.
And then Botkins had two attempts to get the thing down to 8 and,
right,
and missed a couple of real easy ones.
Yep. 12-4, Mechanicsburg here in the second quarter so far. Johnson makes one of two. 29-12, Indians. Mechanicsburg is relentless. Casey Schipfer and Grace Forrest have never seen a shot they didn't like. Trouble is, they can make it from anywhere.
I was going to say, I haven't seen them take a shot I didn't like.
Here's Taylor Roush. Roush, 5'2" freshman guard, hands off to a teammate, Boston Paul, then wraps up Grace Forrest. Foul called. 1-1 situation, 16 fouls on the two clubs, split right down the middle. 1-1 for Forrest. Couple of dribbles, shots on the way, swish. Only averaging 12.7. How many has she netted so far?
She has 13.
Above her per game average. Second shot, Grace Forrest, right through. 30-12, Mechanicsburg. Here comes Uecker to midcourt. Picked up by Wilhelm. Uecker splits a couple defenders, drives right through the heart of the Indians defense to the rack, up and good. Nice play. Uecker took it to the cup. Very sloppy pass by Mechanicsburg, picked off by Botkins. Here comes Uecker again. Botkins will attempt to double team her if she tries to go right down the middle of the floor with the ball. Uecker 25 feet away on the bounce, hands off to Jill Grevy. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. Now Johnson, elbow on the right. Looks down inside for Paul. Gives it up to McKenna Maurer. In the lane, Uecker up and under. Awkward shot, but it was clever because she knew contact was coming.
She was going to get hammered.
Uh-huh.
I think if they cleared aside, they're going to have to change defenders because there is no way that Wilhelm can guard her one-on-one.
And not a chance. Couple of free throws. Carmen Uecker, first is in the air, and she nails it. 31-15, 16-point lead for Mechanicsburg. 3:19 to go, quarter number two. Second shot, off to the left, short. Rebound Roush, Indians. Up to Forrest. Well, she'll shoot it from there. Doesn't this time. Goes to Wilhelm. Wide open player in the lane, Casey Schipfer. Little 6-foot runner, yes. No one challenged her. Botkins got lost. 33-15. Indians lead. 3 minutes left. Second quarter. Here's McKenna Maurer. Picks up her dribble. Tries to go to Johnson in the post. It's busted up. Here come the Indians. Roush on the go. Motors top of the circle. Gives it up to Casey Schipfer. Near side to Forrest. Ball punched up in the air by Botkins. Nearly stolen. Forrest regains. throws right corner Wilhelm, and she makes a triple. All of them can shoot it. Indians red hot, 36-15.
Six threes now for the Indians.
2:26 to go here in the second. Dribble drive through the lane, Greavy. Stops and pops right in front. Five-footer, point-blank range. It rolled off. Rebound, Roush. Roush to Wilhelm, tries it again. It is in and out. It was below the iron. Boy, the roof would have come off SHS had that gone in. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Kinley top. Bad pass, picked off. Here's Casey Schipfer. Run out to the rack. Good for two. Too many live ball turnovers doing Botkins in now. You got to make Mechanicsburg play half court. They're deadly enough shooting the three. But when they get gimme transition baskets, it's lights out. See you later. Posting up inside, Johnson turnaround four-footer, and she is belted down inside. A couple of free throws for her. 38-15 Indians. Minute 35 left, second quarter.
Aaliyah's been really active on the inside.
Yeah, she has been.
She's going, this is going to be her fifth and sixth free throws.
Tell you what, Chuck, what I'm eyeballing is a note I shared with you a couple minutes ago. If Mechanicsburg continues to prevail here tonight and get past its district final foe, Cedarville or Country Day, it more than likely takes on Tri-Village in a regional semi while Fort Loramie is playing the Columbus District 2 representative in the other regional semi.
That would be quite a game.
That Mechanicsburg Tri-Village game shapes up right now is a real spectacle. Free throws by Aaliyah Johnson, a miss and a make at the other end.
Yep.
And then a quick trigger, three-pointer no good, Mechanicsburg. Long triple, McKenna Maurer, Botkins, no good, off the rim, way up in the air. Long rebound to Euchre. Minute 7 to go, second quarter. 38-16, Mechanicsburg. Euchre looks inside for Johnson. Throws it 20 feet away to Madison Wendell. She squirts her way into the lane, got between a couple purple jerseys, missed it. Rebounding foul, Botkins. No, it's called a jump. Arrow, though, enables Mechanicsburg to get the ball. 38-16. It's a cliche, Chuck, when you're the underdog, you always want to stay close for two and a half quarters.
Yeah, well, they've done enough things that they could have stayed in the game.
Here is Forrest to Casey Schipfer, to Wilhelm in the corner. Back out to Forrest. She retreats. 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Foul line, back to the basket. Emma Jones gives it up to Forrest near the timeline for Mechanicsburg. She's 30 feet away. Hits a cutter down the lane. Casey Schipfer to the rack. Oh, stepping right in front. Drawing the charge on the play was Madison Wendell for Botkins.
Nice job by Madison.
Heads up, alert. Yep. 26 seconds to go, second quarter. 38-16 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Well, Botkins needs to get a second wind to start the third quarter. Down 22 now. We need 3 points at the end of the half. Here's Euchre on the arc. Dribble drive into the right corner. Nice wraparound pass to Johnson. Oh, had a point blanker roll off. I tell you what, Chuck, Botkins has missed a half dozen from inside 5-6 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
You make those, and you're within 10 points. Foul against Botkins on the rebound, and Taylor Roush comes this way to shoot it for Mechanicsburg. 1-1, 8.2 remaining, second quarter. Mechanicsburg up 22. Free throw by Roush is in and out. It curled off the iron. Nice rebound, Wendell. Backcourt to Maurer, four to go. Euchre midcourt. She fumbled the ball, and Mechanicsburg's got it. Trojans fail to get a shot. Mechanicsburg Indians can make you look bad, and that's what's happened tonight to Botkins. Trojans out of their element, need to make an adjustment big time, come out with fresh wind to start the third quarter and put a hurting on Mechanicsburg, which has played exceptionally well here tonight against Bodkins. Halftime, 38-16 Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sectional championship game from here at Sydney High School. It is the upper bracket sectional title contest between Mechanicsburg and Bodkins. It's been an onslaught. Mechanicsburg Indians 22-2 on the year, besting the Bodkins Trojans 16-7 on the year by a 38-16 count. Chuck, is that as good a way to describe it as any onslaught?
Yeah, they started real strong in the game, and Bodkins had a little bit of a comeback to get it to 10 points at the end of the quarter. But, Mechanicsburg, they've got two young ladies scoring really well. And then they've got a third one who's hit a couple of threes on them. But defensively, they're just really putting a hurt on Bodkins.
Yeah, that's the part of the Mechanicsburg game that you don't necessarily think about first. They score on average about 16, 17 points a quarter. But their pressure, oh my goodness, they're in such great shape. Well-conditioned club. Extremely physical, too. That's what is very impressive. That strikes you. It looks like many of these young ladies have been in the weight room big time. They've got some biceps and triceps going on, and they'll bully you a little bit. That's fair and square. They know how to do it the right way. And this Mechanicsburg team, Chuck, has got a chance to go fairly deep into this tournament, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. I like the fact that there is a potential regional semifinal looming, Mechanicsburg and Tri-Village.
I would go pay to see that one.
We might cover that one. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'd get paid to see that one.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck?
Well, the stats reflect the score. 24-12 rebounding advantage for the Indians. 6-4 on the offensive boards. Bodkins turned it 10 times. Mechanicsburg turned it 8. So Bodkins, after the beginning of the game, kind of slowed down on the turnovers a little bit. But all that did was allow Mechanicsburg to show that their second part of their game, and that's the running their half-court offense. 10-13 from the free throw line for Mechanicsburg. 10-14 for Bodkins. Individual scoring for Mechanicsburg. Grace Forrest had 14. Casey Schiffer had 13. Lanny Willis and Wilhelm had 7. And Morgan Hamby had 4. They scored 17 and 21. 38 for the first half. On the other side, Carmen Euchre had 7. They got 5 from Aaliyah Johnson, 2 each from McKenna Maurer and Madison Wendell. They scored 7 and 9, and they trail at 38-16 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 22-point deficit facing Botkins. 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Sydney High School. Botkins down by 22 to Mechanicsburg, 38-16. Christy Dodane just came by Chuck on her way from the locker room to the bench, crossing the court here at halftime prior to the beginning of the third quarter. And I asked her, "Is this your best team?" And she proceeded to give me the starting five for her Miami East club.
That was a monster basketball team.
Yeah, her Miami East team that won it, 99?
Right in that area.
And then I said, "Okay, I knew you would say that, but I meant here at Mechanicsburg." And she said, "Oh, yeah, this is my premier Mechanicsburg Indians team in 20 years right here this season." And I'm extremely impressed. You know, Chuck, we talked all season long heading into the year and during the first few months of this season about how Minster's up in the Northwest region. And that leaves Fort Loramie with Tri-Village and Legacy Christian, perhaps, as maybe challengers. Everybody except Mechanicsburg people forgot about the Mechanicsburg Indians.
Well, I'll tell you, after we've seen them all.
Yep.
We haven't seen Legacy Christian this year.
Nope.
But we've seen the others, and this is a really, really good basketball team. It's really kind of hard to compare.
Right.
But they're terrific.
Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com underwrites our halftime segment. Local moved from L.A., California, thus the name Local, to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982, and we could not have gotten started without the support from Local. It got us off the ground in 2006-2007. Thank you, Local, very much, all the administration staff, associates at Local Equipment in Jackson Center, recognizing student-athletes for their athletic and academic success. Botkins Trojans simply don't have many seniors to highlight. Kinley Topp, a 12th grader. Madison Gerstner, a senior, recognized by Local Equipment here tonight. And when you look at the Mechanicsburg roster, Casey Shipfer is a senior. Morgan Hamby is a senior. And that's it. This club will be mighty good again next year. Emma Jones, by mistake. 5'7", Emma Jones is a senior. So three seniors for Mechanicsburg, two for Botkins. Recognized here tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A lot of gratitude to LaCal. You would not be listening to us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com had it not been for LaCal in 2006 and 7 and ever since.
Well, and that just goes to show you, you know, what a class organization that is, because we're not selling any street sweepers for them on the air. They're just doing it because they love kids and they know how important this is.
Exactly. And not selling any more widgets for LaCal, that's for sure. But LaCal does it because of its love for high school sports, student athletes, scholarship programs, which it backs. Yep, we start the third quarter with action fast and furious. A shot each way, a miss each way. 38-16, our halftime score. We pick up play, early moment, third quarter. McKenna Maurer enters the top of the circle. And she puts a lot of arch on that one. No good. It skimmed down the left side of the rim, rebounded by Mechanicsburg. Quickly forecourt right. Casey Schipfer lets one fly. Line drive triple short. Rebound Grace Forrest. Grace has this action, Chuck. When she's not challenged, she'll kind of rotate the ball around her waist behind her back.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here's a post-up move down on the inside. Well done.
Forrest with the basket.
Grace Forrest, low block on the right. She can go inside and out. She got a good feed. High-low action from Morgan Hamby. 40-16, Mechanicsburg. Here's Carmen Euchre with the ball. Left wing for Botkins. Euchre on the bounce. Looks for a teammate. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Mechanicsburg pretty nifty. Good quick feet. Shutting down Euchre's driving lane. And the ball is jammed out of bounds against the wall by Mechanicsburg. 40-16, Indians lead. Ball inbounded to Jill Greeley outside the arc to McKenna Maurer. Tries to make a jump pass into the lane. It's swatted, stolen. Here comes Casey Schipfer down the floor. Stops and pops, foul line, off the ring, no good. Rebound baseline left off the foot of an Indian out of bounds. 40-16, Mechanicsburg. We played 2 minutes third quarter. Halftime score, Chuck, was what, 38-16?
38-16.
So we played 2 minutes, just one bucket in the second half. Dribble drive, Euchre enters the lane, then veers out. Hands off to Kinley Top. Look at her go to work down the paint. She couldn't get one to go from short range. And we got a tie-up on the rebound. Ball lost out of bounds off Botkins last. Trojans had a short opportunity right there, could not convert.
Right. Well, I mean, they're probably out of this at this point, let's being honest. But they have missed some chances.
Here's Casey Schipfer down the lane. Gave it up, got it back. Her baseline 16-footer is on the money. Schipfer for Mechanicsburg. 42-16, Indians. Euchre, left corner. She's doubled, in trouble, tripled. Pass is caught somehow, some way, by Boston Paul. Into the lane to Johnson, lays it up, deflected. Loose ball rebound off of Botkins. And I think a foul might have been called by the out official, maybe not.
I don't think so. There should have been.
5.5 to go, third quarter. Mechanicsburg's ladies are aggressive, they're physical, they will body you up. They will try to deflect every pass, every shot. Bad pass, Indian, stolen by Greeby. Outlet to Kinley Top, 1-on-3, takes it to the rim, beat the players from Mechanicsburg, but blew the gimme again. Out of bounds off Botkins. One of those nights, there's been a lid on it for the Trojans. Out high, Forrest for Mechanicsburg. Lobs down low on the left to Schipfer. She's open. Oh, she missed a chippy. Rebound out of bounds to Botkins. 4:59 left in the third. Understand that Versailles came back strong, trailed Madison after one quarter, and then exploded with a 20-plus point second quarter to lead in fairly lopsided fashion. over Middletown Madison at the halftime break, 51-30. Here's Carmen Euchre, dribble drive, pulls up, 10-footer, and she is tagged on the right wrist. Two free throws for her. Tri-Village beat Catholic Central 62-32. Versailles leads Middletown Madison 51-30. Free throw by Euchre, spinning, and out. That symbolizes the night for Bodkins.
Definitely symbolizes the offensive night for Bodkins.
Wow. Tell you what, Chuck, if Versailles goes on to win, Anna and Versailles girls teams are one district win away on Saturday from meeting in the regional semifinal the following Wednesday at Springfield.
That'd be fun. I like doing games at Springfield.
Here comes Mechanicsburg to midcourt. Outside the arc on the left, it's Roush. 4:42 to go in the third. 42-17, Mechanicsburg. Oh, here's a beautiful pass. Roush hit a teammate, Morgan Hamby, low in the left. She's caught it, spotted, laid it through. Straight away with the ball is McKenna Maurer. Now Euchre down the right side to Boston Paul for Bodkins. Into the corner. Tries to throw one up, a hook shot. Deflected by Mechanicsburg. And here they come down the floor. Grace Forrest motoring to the rim. Overshoots it from the right wing. Loose ball rebound to Mechanicsburg. On the arc to Casey Schipfer. A high archer, 23-footer. Hit the rim, backboard. No, rebound Bodkins. Half the third quarter gone. 44-17, Indians. In a low-scoring third quarter, a lot of missed opportunities. Here's Boston Paul. Flings a pass down inside to Euchre. On the arc to McKenna Maurer. High-arching triple. Good by McKenna Maurer. Here comes Grace Forrest down from Mechanicsburg to Taylor Roush. Right wing, Casey Schipfer. Loops it left corner to the jump shooter. A long one. Forrest again. Bottom of the well. Right through the cylinder.
That was deep.
Grace Forrest, 24-and-a-half footer. Rounded to 25. 3:16 to go. Third quarter. Aaron shot. Bodkins barely caught iron. Rebound down to Casey Schipfer for Mechanicsburg. In case you're wondering, S-C-H-I-P-F-E-R. Schipfer. Now Mechanicsburg relaxes offensively with 2:55 to go, third quarter, up 47-20. Here's Roush, baseline, gave it up, got it back. Ball thrown into the post to Morgan Hamby. Off to a teammate, low on the block, other side of the lane. Layup good. Easy pickings for Casey Schipfer.
I'm not sure how that pass got through there.
No. 49-20. Indians. Indians, Bryant Billing, showing who's chief here tonight. I got a chuckle out of Bryant with a real bad pun. I think Bryant's laughing just to make me feel good.
I love a good sympathy laugh.
49-20. And Mechanicsburg in the lead, 2:44 left here in the third quarter. Bryant, Chuck, and I have been talking about the prospect of maybe a Mechanicsburg Tri-Village regional semifinal. Ooh.
Woo.
Free throw missed by Mechanicsburg, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Indians. Bryant, everybody talked all summer, all fall, all winter about Minster going up north to play in the region. Tri-Village, Legacy Christian, maybe a step or two behind Tri-Village. And nobody except Mechanicsburg thought much about the Indians. Nice drive to the basket, but Bodkins layup by whom, Chuck?
That was Carmen Euchre. She took it strong.
Carmen Euchre with a sparkling driving layup to make it 49-22. In favor of Mechanicsburg. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Here's a baseline left move by Casey Schipfer. Into the lane, it goes to Emma Jones. We got a scrum for the loose ball, and it will be ruled a jump. Arrow favors Bodkins. I really enjoy it, Chuck, when Bryant Billing comes by, because I know he's going to laugh at my jokes. No matter if they're a 1 on a 10-point scale or not. Minute 50 to go here in the third. Top of the circle, Euchre for Botkins. 49-22. Mechanicsburg in the lead. Handoff on the play to McKenna Maurer. She lost the ball momentarily. Roush picked it up for Mechanicsburg. Tie-up results. Give it back to the Indians. Tell you what, the Mechanicsburg crowd, Chuck, has nearly filled the entire west side of Sydney High School's gym. Here's Taylor Roush, baseline right for Mechanicsburg. A lot of traffic. She barged her way in there. Offensive foul on Roush. Minute 30 left, third quarter. In case you are just joining us and missed game one tonight, Fort Loramie victorious, 66-6 over Riverside.
Shut them out in the second half.
Chuck, I remember that score so well. My sophomore year in high school, I think Hamilton had split to Taft and Garfield.
Yep.
And Hamilton Taft wasn't very good in football at the start. They got better. But the first year Middletown played him, I went to Middletown High School, 66-6. I remember that. That score has stuck with me. That was Fort Loramie's win in game one tonight. Tell you what, Bryce Hodge, second-year head coach at Riverside, has got a club with everybody back next year, and it will be quite competitive in that Northwest Central Conference. Finished second this year behind Lehman and knocked off last year's champ, Elgin, in the course of the year. Riverside finished up 13-11 on the season, losing to Fort Loramie in our earlier game. Here, we've got 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mechanicsburg is playing pitch and catch on the arc, leading by 27. Roush, right corner, goes baseline, shut off by Wendell, who bumped her. Again, that brief conversation I had with head coach Christy Dodane of Mechanicsburg as she was entering the floor after the halftime break, as Grace Forrest tries to light it up from another out-of-bounds stripe shot. She was almost in the bench of Mechanicsburg, down at the far end of the floor. She missed it off the back brace, and Botkins came steamrolling down the court hard. Mechanicsburg crowd thought it was a charge by Botkins. Jill Grevy gets the benefit of the doubt. Two free throws for Jill. Grace Forrest, Casey Schipfer have never seen a shot they didn't care for, Chuck. That's all there is to it. I thought the make by Forrest a few minutes ago, it couldn't be topped. Well, I think the last one she missed was a half step longer.
I think, yeah, she was deep. So she sat down on the bench, got a drink of water, and shot it.
Free throw, Grevy, no good. She missed a couple, each one a little heavy off the back iron. Mechanicsburg's got the ball, forecourt left. 20, 19, 18 seconds to go in the third. Christy Dodane mentioned to us coming out of the locker room, yeah, this is my best team at Mechanicsburg, but I had a team better than this one at Miami East that went all the way and won it.
I remember that team. They were just, they were studs.
Yeah. 7.6 remaining here in the third quarter. Baseline foul called against Botkins. Mechanicsburg inbounds. It'll be thrown in by Emma Jones. 5 seconds left. Jones got it back. Ball rotated to Roush, who bobbled. She fired one up, flung it, banked it. 30-footer. She coughed up the ball, scooped it off the floor in one motion, made the shot. You'd never try that in skunk or horse. Never, ever, would you?
You have to call bank on that one.
That's the way it's gone for Mechanicsburg tonight. Everything's gone in. Botkins can't buy one. 52-22. Mechanicsburg after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Welcome back here to Sydney High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Mechanicsburg Indians 52, Bodkins 22. How about points per third quarter, Chuck?
Well, it was six. It was 14-6. So they actually didn't do a bad job defensively, but they just not scoring enough points.
Nope. Bodkins limited to 22 after 24 minutes. Here's a drive by Euchre to start the third quarter. Lost the handle, got it back. Threw it on the arc to a teammate, Kennedy Dosek, who hoists up a three wide right. Rebound rolling to the corner. Trojans still have it. Here's Paul. Here's Dosek. Cross-court, Jill Grevy enters the lane. She's boxed in, but three purple shirts. On the arc to the three-point shooter, banked by Dosek, around and out. Look at Leah Johnson go to work, fighting hard. Tip no good, rebound no good, foul. No, a player from Mechanicsburg shaken up.
She got a finger in the eye.
Uh-huh. And like what the referees did there, they were aware and gave the young lady a breather. That was Emma Jones who checks out for Mechanicsburg. Now, Versailles winning tonight over Madison will get Bethel Tate in a Saturday district game. Bethel Tate defeated Clark Montessori tonight. Anna most likely, I think, plays Arcanum on Saturday. Arcanum's pretty good. That'll be a tough one for Anna. And I think if Ann and Versailles both win district games, they're on a course to play in the regional semi. Yeah. Bryant Billing just confirmed that. I question myself all the time. Whenever I doubt myself, I go to Bryant Billing. Bryant the Britannica Billing. He is Mr. Encyclopedia. 53-22 in favor of Mechanicsburg.
Made one of two, missed the second,
got the rebound,
and got fouled.
One of two free throws good. At the stripe, shooting a second two-shot foul situation is Elena Kramer, 5'9 freshman post player, and she connects. 54-22 Mechanicsburg. Second shot, Elena. It hit the heel, kicked out to Butkins. Minute gone, fourth quarter. 54-22 Mechanicsburg. Here's Carmen Euchre. Oh, she blows right by two or three purple jerseys. Great drive to the rack. Up and good. Little teardrop over the front rim by Carmen Euchre. 54-24. Indians lead. Here's Grace Forrest. High right with the ball for Mechanicsburg. Fakes left, goes right. Here's off into the corner. Still in the bounce. Gives it up behind her to Elise Wilson, 5'6 sophomore guard. Elise on the dribble. 6.5 to go in the game. Now Forrest. Pitch and catch with Danny Schipfer. Here's Grace Forrest again. 6:20 left to go, fourth quarter. 30-point lead, Mechanicsburg. Forrest goes baseline right. Tries to make a pass behind the backboard to the opposite corner of the floor. Bodkin stuffed it out of bounds. So it looks like it's going to be Mechanicsburg in the 11 a.m. district championship game at Troy on Saturday against Cedarville or Cincinnati Country Day. Fort Loramie is in the 3 p.m. slot against Franklin Monroe, which I believe did beat Troy Christian. So Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe at 3, and the Cedarville Country Day winner against Mechanicsburg at 11 at Troy on Saturday. The Tri-Village will play in the 1 o'clock district game against Felicity Franklin Legacy Christian winner. Here's Grace Forrest with the ball, 35 feet away from Mechanicsburg. She motions. 30-point lead Indians. Gave it up outside the arc on the left. Whistle blows in the lane area, holding Kinley top. Butkins. 1-1, Mechanicsburg. Chuck, you saw Tri-Village at Berlin Highland at the Classic in the Country, as I did. Played
Division III Margaretta, wound up being a three-point game. Margaretta had its way, first 2.5 quarters, then Tri-Village bounced back with a lot of made threes. You've seen Mechanicsburg tonight, your first view of the Indians. What do you think? How do you size up those two clubs?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think I got a good look at the Downing sisters, because neither one of them had very good games over at Berlin.
Right.
They're two freshmen, Sagister and I can't remember the other girl.
Hunt. Yep.
They are outstanding.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think if you had a night where those two were playing like they did, and the Downing sisters play like I know they can, they might be a little bit better.
Botkin just turned it over down to her left. 5:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-24 Mechanicsburg. Here's Casey Shipp for baseline left. Makes an interior pass. It's a poor one picked off by Botkins. Euchre down the court for the Trojans. 3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. I don't know if Carmen Euchre sat out much at all, Chuck.
Euchre hadn't gone out in Forrest. I mean, they got a lot of subs out there, but Forrest is still on the floor.
Here's Greavy, wraparound pass on the inside to Johnson. She lost it. Euchre scraped it up off the floor, laid it through, and was fouled. 56-24. Mechanicsburg leads, 4:51 left in the fourth. We're talking a little bit about Mechanicsburg and Tri-Village because they are on a collision course. If they win district games at Troy on Saturday, like they should, they'll play in a regional semifinal the following Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Free throw, Carmen Euchre, a little too much mustard on it. Hit the back brace, kicked out to Grace Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Left corner, Taylor Roush. Back to Forrest. And I think Fort Loramie's on a path that would invite over from Columbus the Columbus District 2 champ. And I think that might very well be the school that sent the volleyball team over for the regional semis.
Yeah, you know what? I looked at it today, and I forget who it was, but I wasn't intimidated by it.
I think it's Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy.
I think that's who it was.
Right. They would be the odds-on favorite to come out of that district. I haven't followed the course of how that district is gone. But if the favorites do continue to win, you've got Mechanicsburg Tri-Village, Fort Loramie, Lancaster, Fairfield Christian in regional games. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves too far. We got a big district championship Saturday coming up next weekend at Troy. 3:56 to go in the fourth here. 54-26, Mechanicsburg over Botkins. Clock winding down, 3:40 to go. Here's Carmen Euchre. Fadeaway jump shot, three-pointer short. Rebound down to Taylor Roush of Mechanicsburg. Backcourt to Grace Forrest. Grace and Carmen play together in the summers.
You see that?
Yes. They know each other well. Occasionally, Chuck, I've seen them glance back at each other with a friendly smile.
Yeah.
Indians have the ball left corner. It's Forrest with the ball. Euchre and Greavy sandwich her. Now to Casey Shipfer. On top it goes to Roush. 3:10 left, fourth quarter. At Mechanicsburg, under head coach Chris T. Dodane, simply being a very good sport at this point in time.
Yeah.
Running clock, not running up the score. And just as I say that, here's a drive to the basket from the left corner. Overshooting is Danny Shipfer. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Mechanicsburg with 2:54 to go. Botkins Trojans under head coach Phil Grove have a fine young team. Will be heard from again in 2020-21 like they were this year. Botkins 16-7 coming into the game tonight, having earned a third-place tie in the Shelby County League this year with Rushi. Both had marks of 7-5. And when you look at this Botkins roster, Chuck, you see Kinley Topp, good player off the bench, senior. Madison Gerstner, 5'5" player, senior. Other than that, every single performer back for Botkins next year. And Aaliyah Johnson and Boston Paul and Carmen Euchre hey, those three are just softs. They're back for
two more years.
Two more years. Madison Wendell, a junior, she returns next year. Jill Grevy, a junior, she returns next year. McKenna Maurer, a junior, she returns next year. Chuck, a technical foul has been called.
I don't understand this. It was the administration by the officials, and I really am a little disappointed in the Mechanicsburg fans that are yelling they wanted a technical when they're up 28 points.
And how did this occur anyway? What happened?
The referees put the ball back in play, and Botkins didn't have all their players off the floor yet with their substitution.
Oh.
I mean, it's in the scheme of the game, it's not going to make any difference.
No.
But I got a problem. That was the official's fault. That was not the kid's fault.
There you go. I agree with you 100%.
You don't put the ball back in play until each team has five players on the floor.
Exactly. And the situation in which that kind of thing could happen is just like tonight, a blowout. You got players coming off, players going on.
Right.
Each team trying to get subs in, starters off the floor. And, I think most fans would ignore the fact that the Botkins players were not off the court in time.
Well, I guess they couldn't call the technical on themselves, so they had to call on somebody.
2:20 left here in the fourth. Here's a post-up move down inside by Botkins. Little left-handed runner. Dances off the rim, no good. Emma Pax, a 5'7 sophomore, couldn't get that one to crawl over the rim and go in. Mechanicsburg with possession. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 54-26 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Very low production output here in the second half, Chuck. What was the halftime score again?
It was 38-16.
So 26 points total in the last two quarters. 26 combined between the two clubs. Now Mechanicsburg head coach Christy Dodane substitutes heavily. Mechanicsburg now with five new players out there in full. At the line is that Grace Forrest? She's not out.
Well, they got a sub for her.
Yes, she's waiting to leave after she converts two free throws, as she does. What a game for Grace Forrest. How many?
She had 22.
I was going to guess at least 20. Minute 57 and counting, 55-26 in favor of Mechanicsburg. Top of the circle, Botkins with the ball. Reach-in foul committed by the Indians on Lydia Dietz, freshman. Ball being inbounded by the Trojans. Backcourt to Kinley Top. Dribble drive, steers her way down the right side of the lane. Laid it up short, no good. Rebound Emma Pax, no good. Ball on the sideline, into the Botkins bench, off the Trojans last. Minute 44 to go. So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com, from which you'll hear momentarily. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. And Jim Spitzer's Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. All new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Jim at Pinnacle. Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a great guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's run Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. 419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Free throws for Botkins. Holly Beeler, 5'7 sophomore, fouled in the act of shooting. Shot no good. 56-26. 30-point lead Mechanicsburg. 1:19 left to go here in the fourth. Again, Botkins under head coach Phil Groves. His second year as the mentor of this program will finish out the year 16-8. Third place tie finish in the Shelby County League. And it's a team that's got everybody back next year. That Shelby County League girls race will be interesting
after Fort Loramie, which will no doubt be the favorite to win the league crown again. Botkins does Anna does graduate a little bit. Barhorst graduates. Ambus graduates.
But yeah, they'll miss those two for sure.
But Rushi, Houston, Botkins, a lot of people back on those three clubs, Chuck.
Yep.
Those girls' teams would be very good. Minute to go here in the fourth quarter. 56-27. Beeler made one free throw. Here's a long three-pointer. Yes. Maisie Reese, a 5'7 junior guard, connects on a bomb for Mechanicsburg. 59-27. Dietz with the ball for Botkins. Pulls up in the lane. Hands off to Kennedy Dosick. That is Dietz. A hard drive into the paint. Hacked on the arm. Two free throws here for Lydia Dietz. With 46.5 to go. Well, for our next webcast tomorrow night from Piqua Boys doubleheader for you. We've got a tip-off at 6, a tip-off at 7:30. Webcast time about 5:40 tomorrow night. And let's see, Chuck, in the two games tomorrow evening, we've got, what, Botkins Riverside in one of them, and Fort Loramie, Mississinawa Valley.
Is the other one.
Is the other one.
I'm really looking forward to that Covington-Troy Christian game.
Let me check with Bryant Billing. First game tomorrow night at Piqua, Bryant, is Fort Loramie, Mississinawa. Yep. He nods his head yes. And then in the second game tomorrow night at Piqua, we've got Botkins and Riverside. Free throws by Beeler. She made one of two. Is that right, John?
She made one of two, yes.
And then
and at the other end,
Mechanicsburg dribble drive into the lane, shot missed.
That was Kramer, one of two. And now we've got Botkins going to the free throw line with somebody. I don't know the young lady's name.
Kramer missed the second free throw after making the first foul against Mechanicsburg over the shoulder on the rebound with 29.3 to go here in the fourth quarter. Big bounce off the back iron. Free throw good. Botkins.
I don't know.
Second foul shot, Trojans. It's on the way. It is a little heavy off the back iron. Rebound, Indians, 59-29. We don't have that young lady's name on our roster. Britannica Bryant Billing doesn't know either. We'll check in a moment or two and find out who made the free throw. Mechanicsburg with the ball down in the right corner. 10 seconds left. Ball thrown to the post. Pivot shot tried. No. Stripped away by Botkins. 3 seconds remaining. Dietz in backcourt. And that will do it. 59-29 in favor of Mechanicsburg, which plays in the 11 o'clock game on Saturday at Troy against the Cincinnati Country Day Cedarville winner. Fort Loramie plays at 3 on Saturday at Troy against the Franklin Monroe Troy Christian winner, which was Franklin Monroe. We do know that. We'll return in just a moment to wrap it up from here at Sydney High School. Doubleheader action tonight, just like tomorrow night. Fort Loramie the winner in Game 1, Mechanicsburg the winner in Game 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Casey Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Well, we're back at Sydney High School, where Mechanicsburg has beaten Botkins 59-29. Taking a look at the stats and the individual scoring for Mechanicsburg, they were led by Grace Forrest with 22 and Casey Shipfer with 17. The two leading scorers did not disappoint tonight. On the other side, Botkins was led by Carmen Euchre, had a terrific game. She had 14. A couple of young ladies, McKenna Maurer and Aaliyah Johnson, both had 5. Just not enough. But Euchre, being a sophomore, she belonged on the floor tonight with Mechanicsburg. She's going to be a good one before her career's up.
And again, head coach Philip Groves in his second year at Botkins has some quality players returning next year. Only 2 seniors graduate off this varsity roster that Botkins will be heard from in the Shelby County Athletic League. And don't be surprised if Botkins isn't right back here in a sectional championship next February.
Yeah, I would be surprised, quite honestly, if they're not.
Botkins, Rushi, Houston, those 3 Division IV clubs have a lot returning. Those 3, Fort Loramie, Mechanicsburg, those will be fine teams. This sectional will be upgraded significantly next year. That was Trace Hendrickson.
Trace Hendrickson, with 1 point.
Who made that last free throw for Botkins.
Good for her.
A young lady with 4-0, number 40 on her back. We didn't have her written down in the book, but I just checked with the scores table. That was Trace Hendrickson who made that last point for Botkins. 59-29, 30-point win Mechanicsburg over the Trojans, who had a chance early in the second quarter, Chuck, with a little better play. They cut into the Mechanicsburg lead, which had swollen to double digits. I think it was 14 or 15 midway through that first quarter. Botkins got it down to 10 at the end of one. Had 2 or 3 opportunities to get it to 6 or 8. Didn't do it.
Yeah, they couldn't do it. And surprisingly, they turned the ball over 14 times. Mechanicsburg turned it over 13 times. The big difference was they got rebounded 40-23.
There you go.
They got pounded on the boards. Mark Clancy's player of the game, though, for Botkins is an easy choice, Carmen Euchre.
Carmen wins the award. That's Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
But to sum things up here at Sydney High School tonight, Chuck, we had a 60-point game in Game 1, a 30-point game in Game 2. Our district pairings in Girls D4 at Troy are set at 11 o'clock next Saturday. It is Mechanicsburg versus Cincinnati Country Day at 1 p.m. next Saturday at Troy. It's Legacy Christian versus Tri-Village. And at 3 p.m. next Saturday at Troy, it's Fort Loramie against Franklin Monroe. That's the trio of district championship games next Saturday. Those are for sure district championship games. Tonight's 2 games here at Sydney were either sectional finals or district semifinals, whichever way you want to slice it.
Well, whatever they want to call it makes no difference to me. Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie are moving on.
I'm telling you what, we're going to see some good clubs in that district.
That'd be a good district down there. I may go down early and just sit and watch some basketball.
And despite the fact that a very fine Minster team, again this year, has been displaced, moved out of this region to the Northwest region, we're looking at a very strong D4 regional at Vandalia Butler in a couple weeks.
Right. Yeah, well, we always are. I mean, it's always the team that comes out of there is a good shot at winning the state.
Our next webcast tomorrow night, tip-offs 6 and 7:30. We've got Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley game 1, Bodkins Riverside game 2. Webcast time 20 till 6, 5:40 tomorrow night from Pickwa High School Garbrey Gym. So many thanks to Matt Zerker and Mike Wick, who have filled in so capably and professionally the last several days. Jeff Bray, play-by-play, 4 games over the weekend, stellar 2. Just learned that, yes, officially Anna does play Arcanum, and Bethel Tate is Versailles' opponent in District D3 games at Springfield. In fact, Versailles plays at 11, Anna plays at 1. And then Fort Loramie plays at Troy at 3. So it's going to be very difficult for us to cover more than just the one game of Fort Loramie playing in that 3 o'clock tilt.
Yeah.
We'll have to consider whether we cover maybe an earlier game at Troy, perhaps. Don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah. But doubleheader tomorrow night, off on Wednesday, doubleheader again Thursday.
Just a single game on Friday. That's like taking the night off.
Right. And at least 2 games on Saturday afternoon and evening. But again, tomorrow night, online, on the web, here on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:40 for Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley, followed by Bodkins against Riverside. I've given out all my handshakes and gratitudes and thank yous. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, who was so extremely helpful, Chuck, in putting together that 3-minute opener.
Yeah, that's a good opener.
That basketball opener, which features Chuck McBee.
The way it should.
Yeah. In fact, you are heard about 2 or 3 more words than I am in that opener.
If we're getting paid by the word, though, you kick my butt every time.
Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Glad to have Chuck back alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Sydney High School. Fort Loramie a winner 66-6 over Riverside. And Mechanicsburg clobbers Bodkins 59-29.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.